met for some years. He's been coming a few times to see you. He and his wife, Mula Prakriti, have been preaching.
What's his name?
Mula Prakriti.
Mula Prakriti.
And they've been distributing Prabhupada's books and teaching for about 25 years.
Where?
In America. And this is their children, Shravan and Nampacharne.
Who is she?
Nampacharne.
I have daughter. Seen her. You? No.
This is Sova. She's from Europe. And she's been reading Prabhupada's books for a few years.
And?
And her husband, you see?
Right. And what's name?
Kubja.
Kubja. Kubja Rani? You are coming from Mathura? From the palace of Kans Maharaj?
Gopa Vrindapal and his wife are traveling around the world now, trying to help the devotees establish better relationships, like is described in the Upadeshamrita.
I have no time. Very few time.
Okay.
Ask questions.
Very quick. I received a letter from my godbrother Jagat Guru Swami.
Jagat Guru
Swami. He's with Sridhar Maharaj.
Sridhar Maharaj, with North East Mission.
Not anymore. Yeah, I know. Nisringa.
Anywhere in south of South India.
Yeah.
Right.
And although you had been although you had been speaking a little bit last time you were here about how all the Goswamis are eternal associates, just that day when I got back, there was a letter from him, and he reminded me of a letter that I got from our Prabhupada. 1968.
What is
this? No, this is our Prabhupada's letter.
Okay.
And I wonder if you could explain this. He says, the six Goswamis are not all eternal associates of Krishna. Only Rupa and Raghunatha Goswami are eternal associates.
Hmm.
You know there are two kinds of living entities, Nitya Mukta or eternal associates of the Lord, and Nitya Badha or eternally conditioned. This material manifestation is a chance for the eternally conditioned entities to go back to Godhead. But when they are back, there is no distinction between the two. When Krishna appears, some of his eternal associates come with him to assist him in his different incarnational activities. And some of the living entities from conditioned life are liberated by following the footprints of Lord Krishna and his bona fide associates, like you were just saying. So all the six became eternal associates of Krishna.
Became.
Yeah, so
only Rupa Sanatan.
Rupa and Raghunath.
Rupa and Raghunath he has told.
Yeah. I know that Prabhupada thinks
I think that this is only for the person to whom he is writing letter.
To me, what?
To you?
In 1968.
At that time, you are very orphan boy. Late. So he has written like this. What we see for six Goswamis, that Sanatan Goswami is long Manjari and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has explained, has written in their books Krishna Bhavana Amrita and Govinda Lila, that when in the Nishanta Lila and all other Lilas, but I am giving one example, that in Nishanta Lila, when Radha and Krishna are sleeping, and after that Krishna awoke Srimati Radhika. At that time, Srimati Radhika told Krishna that how I will be in front of my all sakhis. You should do singar of me. You should singar karna.
Decorate.
Decorate me. Singar me. so that the suffix will see that I am part in evening, no change. Now everything changed, that this kajal has done, all thing has been pulta pulta ho gaya, and everything, they will laugh to see. So at first long manjari came in a dish of golden days, kumkum, chandan, kapoor, kanpar, and all these things the Krishna wanted to paint Srimati Radhika and to do singar. At first they did this,
coming here,
then you see all these things. No? So there was Lavanga Manjari. Lavanga Manjari has called Sanatana Goswami. Bilas Manjari Ji Goswami. He has written in Krishna Bhavanamrita and Govinda Lilamrita. So many kinds of services. So, all these six Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Guna Manjari, Samar Rasa Manjari, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is Kasturi Manjari. So these Goswami had described in the books of Goswamis and Kavikarna Pur that they are eternal associates of Krishna.
Why would our Prabhupada want us to think that
they
are
right to certain unqualified person in one manner and to other high qualified person in another? Perhaps this is the reason. In Rupa Raghunath, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has told, Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar Aas Kaitanya Chaitanya Kahe Krishna Das. Everywhere declared, so he has told. So, but Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has admitted them as a Siksha Guru to all six Goswamis, and he has declared that they are all Mukta. They are all different. Sometimes in Krishna Chaitanya, I will explain you. And the writings of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I will.
I knew that Prabhupada also thought like you. I just couldn't understand why an unqualified person couldn't hear that they were all eternal associates.
That is, we cannot take all these things in right way. So he is bound to a right way. He has written so many things like this.
What she was asking. When the...
I have to go... Just now?
When the intimate...
You are here in Vrindavan?
Yes. Yeah,
you can come another day?
That's fine.
You can come. What question? Very little.
When the intimate devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are described by Kavi Karnapur and Krishnadas Kaviraj as internal associates of Lord Krishna, does that always mean direct incarnation, or can it mean Shakti of? Like Shakti Vesh, but Shakti, like, can Sanatana Goswami be Shakti of Lavanga Manjari? Or is it direct, full incarnation?
We have not heard and read like you say. We have heard that he was Sasdamodar was himself Vishakha. Rai Ramanand was Sasdamodar was Lalita. Vishakha was the Rai Ramananda. Someone Chitra. No Sakti and Saptaves. How, why you kalpana karte hain?
Imagine.
Like so?
No,
have you
have
read
no
like so?
No. And I have no conclusion. I was asking
why
for
you are
clarification.
Accepting any conclusion from anywhere? You should
that's not
believe, form belief on Goswami's writing.
Yeah.
Don't do anything by your kalpana.
My question was only if it is written somewhere in Goswami.
Why written? Have you written?
Not me, no.
Then why you are telling?
Not telling, asking.
This question is out of Siddhanta.
Yes.
These questions should not be arise.
Oh. All right, my mistake.
What our Goswami has written, true to any extent. No. Okay.
Doubt.
Interpretation.
Yeah.
No. Kalpana and
imagination
are. What Krishna Dasa Vyasa Goswami has told? No kalpana at all, imagination. They are told directly. Yeah.
The name of Baladev Sakhi. Baladev Sakhi. He has the name of the main Sakhi. And Manjari, he has Manjari too.
We don't meet in practice. We only try to develop our this thing more in Krishna and Radha's.
Someone asked me, what is the name of son of Baladev Sakhi? So
what we will do?
I don't know.
We want to be the Baladev in Baladev group?
Maybe.
Maybe. Then he should go to any other. We only know the group of people. Anywhere not written. It is not the subject of Srimad Bhagavata Sarani. There is no Manjari, no district. Only some Sakhi.
I have one question. When they're going into the golden age, that was predicted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you go into it without any cleansing process, or do they have to go through great suffering?
You can turn it up after you.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he has told the sadhana and bhajan practices from bottom to top, we'll have to follow all these.
But I was thinking about the planet.
Will there be great disaster
before we go into the golden age, like earthquakes, floods, and things like that?
Yeah. I don't understand. Natural disasters.
These
things,
he's
thinking
this
seriously.
Is
it
going to
be great natural
disasters?
You cannot
answer? He didn't ask
me.
Huh? You should answer this question.
Only by devotional
service. I'm not following his language.
Only in the golden age is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. And the only way to get into it is by Sankirtan and following Vaidhi Bhakti.
It's already started. Today, when I hear of Thursday,
happy day that that all assembled here. Today is Vishwal for whole day. Vishwal Mahatma, Vishwal of Vishwal. Who are Vishwal? I will tell one thing. Something. I will tell only some few words. Because you know everything more than me, the life history of Swamiji, how he is everywhere in very short time. What are the specialty of Swamiji, you know more than me. So I am telling something. Today is Vishwal Mahotsav. Who is Vishwal? As a brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Prabhu. He used to go to the class of Advaita Acharya, Advaita Acharya. Who was Advaita? Advaita means one with Krishna. Achar means he was a charge of bhakti culture. So this was a good achar. He was a first learner, but anyone who went to the school, the class, it was so good that he will be converted into a very big Vaishnava. This was Prabhu, King Baldev Prabhu. But not fully. Baldev Prabhu, Vishwaru Prabhu, was the son of Vasudev coming in the room of home of Devaki Devi. And Nityananda is the son of Baldev Prabhu, being in the home of Prabhu. Some people in the home of Devaki, Devi was offered in Matra and Rohi living in Mahapati with Yasoda. So the home in Rohini was in school. All the devotees were part. As Krishna was part in devotees and full in full Satyananda, Satra in Prajendananda in Yasoda. So Vishwarupa was part of Bhagavad Gita, came in the womb of devotees and he came in the shape of Vishwarupa. He took sannyas today, came to the school of Advaita Acharya. He knew that his world is known always. Not a sadhana. And full of misery. Anyone can get the fighting with it. All kinds of worldly things in this world. And we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are Krishna Das. So hearing all these things, Vishwaru determined that he should be sitting to take the nap and Satati. He took me, left the home. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very little baby, at the age of only 5-6 years old, father was not alive at that time. Holy Mother was there, and it was then hard to manage his life, his family, and so on. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went anywhere and came back and went to South India. Then his sister, their mother, sick and so on. Father went away. And the other died, married. That was third mother always. And he will see that girl. He tried to follow. When he went, he sent it, but then his thing was not meant to have a connection with Vaishnava Mansi. He meets their sister Purusha. Initiation, as we think that it is a fact of only one day, when Guru will call us and we will go and hear the mantra and we are now. This is for our work of taking initiation in Goa. In one day, 1 hour or half an hour, half in 10 minutes. By fire and giving statement, but it is not true. But Gopal Krishna came home and this was beginning thing. Then he came and tried to follow this Guru. So next day he went to Kantak Nagari and took sannyas from Keshav Bhakti. But initiation was not yet stopped, not finished. What was going on? After taking Ganga and God and living everything in birth, all prakar, all kinds of desires, worldly desires, and also desires for getting her, also desires for Ashoka, desires for Dwarka and Dwarka and Mathura, all these desires are all since we are in Vrindavan house. Desire of self-interest in Dhaskara, also living the desire to serve Krishna as a prasad, also the desire to love Krishna and serve Krishna as a father and mother, pastor, Dharat, everything to that. So, Kipa. Otherwise, Brad Prince, Gopi Prince will not have. And Chaitanya Prabhu has come only to give this. So, his taking sannyas or taking initiation was not completed. Then he went to South India and on the bank of Godavari, he met Radha Mohan was down. He was only Sakasari. And in his association, he guides God that thing. How to realize that? He knew everything at first. Because he was Krishna. Krishna is ocean of love, ocean of praise. But he has no realization of Gopi friends. What friends in Gopi are expressed in Srimati Radhika? How is he loves? What is his prana? What is his mahabhava? That he loves me. more than me. What I got, Lakshmi Radhika. So he went to in South India and met Radha Mananda. And as a Vishakhapati, he completed his course of initiation. So you should know that Diksha initiation of one day. At first day, we have some given them in the register. One is beginning. No reading, nothing, no class at all. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Gaya up to that Godavari bank, he had to go to many stages. So we'll have to completely do like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of this Sitaru Mahotsav. He told his associate that I'm going to see where to Sitaru is, to this color.
Going to search for this.
To that part, Sitaru. But at first he might not say. There are so many reasons to go there. Yeah. He must be told general people that I am going to search a temple. But he was going to instruct of Gopi Prem what he has to give. And it is only found in Radha Mananda. And to preach everywhere Krishna name. What is preaching? Chaitanya Prabhu, he did not told Gita. He did not told Bhagavata at that time to general person. To a life generally. Life animal. At that time, Chaitanya Prabhu that I am reading beside you to take lessons, take my class, will that wear qualified to take Gita?
No.
She can say loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Ketao, Krishna Ketao, Krishna Ketao, Panna, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava. And all there at such a position. After this, Srila Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and all Goswami translated Gita and did all the things. Jiva Goswami made of this sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu know. He only chanted Krishna everywhere. He has not wrote any book, anything. But afterward, our Acharya needed it and thought that it is very neat to write book. What is name? What is Krishna Prem? How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he came and what he gave? So all these things were completed by Sanatana Sarupa Damodar. Prabhu Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, after that Vishwanath Prabhupada Thakur, Narottam Thakur, and at last by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and now every Bhakti Vedanta Swami has translated so many authentic books, Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Upanishads. do the work that he wanted to do. To preach that he could not preach, none were asking him, and I think that he was having so much preaching. But try to reform something. Time, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told, and that in his writing, human character,
autobiography,
that after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and after Goswami, some change has been inside in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So you have to reform all these things. And then pure Ganges should go, Bhakti Ganga should go. And he tried. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has also tried. Prabhupada has given speech. And that speech, he thought that so many branches had come out, lips had come out, unripened fruits had also come out. But now, you have to see that unripened fruits are ready to arrive. So you have to control so that the ripened fruits should not be disqualified. No, no, that germ should be there in peace. The man is that should not infect them. You should try to keep it so pure as he was at that time. And try to preach it with that body. Such name, Krishna prayed. What is prayer? Prem is called that anything against will come. Prem is not understanding. Any opposite thing will come to this fire, prem.
Even if there is a cause, a good cause,
even if a good cause to make it bumper, it will go off. This is the symptom of pain. If pain is in our heart, a very little drop, then our brain will gradually go up. But if sometimes we see that brain goes away, so it is not pure brain. If you love each other or God's brother, stay here, Vaishnava, do your Vaishnava, and try to be in one way to preach and to adopt his all order. And so when he was no burden upon you, but now he is uppercut leader and he is watching you and seeing you whether you are completely devotee and he gives his blood, all these things are not. So the burden is now more. So, you should do more and more level for this. One thing also, that is, any worldly thing, name and fame, or any wealth, or anything, should not remove but so far away.
We should not allow the money, wealth, things to take us away from the spiritual journey.
To be in our praying, in our this sadhana bhajan, we should always be one. No swarth, such achievement should enter our, in our being. If any selfishness or any thing is done, what is it? They will keep us more far and far. So we should try to preach our whole world all the message of our Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Sanatan and our Guru. This will be the best service of us. Now time is over. Mahaprasad is offered to speak and he will do some kirtan and then pranam.